that add to just the great things you guys are doing this season?
Well, our goal was to win game one. That's been our focus. We've talked about game one, and it's all we can control. History is what it is. We had nothing to do with any of that. This team's got nothing to do with the history of this franchise. We're in the present right now, and this group is, you know, had one opportunity, and we won the first game. So we're going to enjoy it a little bit tonight and start preparing for game two.
Such a physical first period. Like, was that, does that set the tone for the rest of the series, or is that just the excitement of the game one, or do you anticipate that all the way through?
Well, that's kind of the way it looks in the playoffs. You know, the first period's a little bit helter-skelter, and you know, guys are laying the wood a little bit. I actually thought the second period was a little bit more physical. Some huge hits. I mean, Buff with a huge hit. They had some guys make some big hits. So that's the way it's going to be. When both ways, you know, you have guys looking for big hits. Sometimes there's some guys out of position. So I think both ways, that tends to calm down a little bit. You want to be in the right spots defensively and not giving up too much.
But a guy like Lowry who can do that consistently, how big a play is that for you guys, and what he can do as a driver doing that for the series?
Yeah, it's huge. That line is a little bit different from our other three lines. With Tanev, so much speed, and Kopp and Lowry, you know, so physical, so strong on the puck. And they're just a tough matchup because they bring a little bit of everything. They always seem to be playing in the offensive zone, even though they're typically playing against the other team's best offensive players at home. So they've been really important to our group this year.
Like, we've talked about this earlier this year, but this is another example of you guys going down in a game and then reaching immediately afterwards a level that you haven't reached at that point in the game. How do you explain this team's ability to do that?
Well, I think when you have the type of depth that we have, it makes it a lot easier. Players don't feel as stressed at any point in the game. I think, you know, they have confidence in one another that it doesn't have to be one guy or the same guy every single night. You know, guys can step up and you know, you start getting some offensive zone time, and the other lines feed off of that a little bit. So you continue to play in the offensive zone. It just makes coming back easier. You know, when one or two guys don't feel like they have to carry the load and score the big goals all the time, it makes teams dangerous.
Kind of related to that question, giving up two quick ones in the third, I'm wondering what's going through the mind then, and how different does it feel than the last time you were in the playoffs when that became kind of a theme to give up late in the third?
You look at the clock and there's 15 minutes left in the game. So I think we, as a group, have a lot of confidence that in 15 minutes we can score a goal. There's no panic, no need to score a goal immediately after. Just try to tip the scales in our favor, get some shots to the net, make them turn, and play in the offensive zone. And I think we're comfortable in those situations because we have enough scoring depth that, you know, we feel like we get enough opportunity, somebody's going to bury one.
And how different does that feel from last time you were in the playoffs?
You can't compare it because it's a completely different team and completely different faces and completely different everything. So there is no comparison, really.
Late coming out with 2 minutes and a half left in the third period. Usually that's maybe one shift, somebody else comes out. You're on there for a while. Take us through that.
No, we kept icing it, so we had to stay. And, didn't want to make it too easy on ourselves and give our fans a little bit more to cheer about and give Adam Lowry some confidence in that face-off circle.
Did you feel that strategic, though, to ice it, like to go for the empty net? Or?
You know what? Truby had a wide-open look at it. You know, you take your shots. I was on my backhand and just kind of whacked it and, would have liked to bury the one at center ice. But, you know, like I said, great job by those guys digging in.
With the timeout call, do you feel like that gave you a little bit more in the tank, or
we kept icing it, so we weren't moving a whole lot. You know what I mean? So I don't think fatigue was a huge factor. They probably weren't that fatigued either. They probably just wanted to talk about it a little bit and try to figure out, you know, what they're trying to do.